I am so over making excuses that I'm just going to say, welcome back. It feels so good to be here. I am Jamie Waxman, and this is Playgirls Sex Pod. And all I can say is, it's about time. Speaking of time, let's get right into this new edition. I don't know what if that's the right word, but this new edition of Playgirls Sex Pod. Before I begin, I must tell you that you can check out all your favorite local and not so local hotties at PlaygirlTV.com from all over the world. Ravishing, beautiful, succulent men will show themselves to you. So check out PlaygirlTV.com. Check out Playgirl Magazine as well. It is so hot these days. And I happen to be the sex advice columnist there. I'll just let you know that as well. And check out, you know, your local cable station, the video on demand section, and see if indeed they have Four Couples Playgirl TV. And if they don't, ask them why not. Okay, now let's get, it's a very special month. It's May. It's May 2007 right now, but it doesn't have to be 2007. It could be 2008, 9. It's May that matters, is what I'm trying to get out here. Because May is, in the sex world, called Masturbation May. It's officially and unofficially Masturbation May. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't masturbate all other times of the year, because honestly, you should. But it just means that in May, you should either consciously masturbate and maybe even in a positive way, put your intentions towards something like, oh, world peace, or getting us out of Iraq, or that new pony you want, if you want a new pony, perhaps. Whatever it is, set your positive intentions while you masturbate, or you can come for a cause and check out. Coming up really soon in Portland is Dark Lady's 6th Annual Masturbate-a-thon, and then the Center for Sex and Culture is also hosting a Masturbate-a-thon in another week or so. But if you're in an area where you can actually get to an event or donate to an event, you can help support the sexual revolution or evolution or movement, and come for a cause, which often has to do with not only you getting off, but you helping other sex positive people move on and continue with their education as well and their resources. So check out masturbateathon.com and masturbateathon.org for more information. But since it is Masturbation May, I figured we should talk about, let's see. I don't know. What do you guys think we should talk about? Masturbation, maybe? See, I will also, confess that I have just finished writing 80,000 words on masturbation for a book coming out this November called Getting Off, A Woman's Guide to Masturbation. So you should check that out. It's on pre-sale at Amazon.com. But so I feel very in touch right now with masturbation. And so, I don't know, I wanted to just have a dialogue with myself, I guess. So a monologue really is the word. Just talking about the kind of craziness that surrounds masturbation and how to do it and what you can use to get off and different techniques you might want to try, both as a man and a woman. There's no discrimination here. Masturbation doesn't discriminate. And if you can't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? That is the question. I mean, obviously, you probably can, but it's not that healthy, I don't think. Well, let's just move on now, shall we? To masturbation. I'm going to learn how to get more technically advanced in my podcasting and eventually video blogging, because right now I envision the song Masturbation from Hair. I don't even think that's what it's called. I think it might be called Sodomy, which is not necessarily masturbation. Although you can have something up your butts if it's not another person and masturbate. But anyway, I digress. So, masturbation. It's so crazy because, like, if you think around, you know, you're at work one day, you're never going to tell your coworkers, oh my God, last night I jerked off so long and so hard and my cum was ridiculous. You might tell your coworkers, last night I got laid and he was so hot or she was so hot, but you're not going to talk about your self-love escapades the way you will other adventures. And I always thought that was interesting because masturbation is the safest sex you can have. You don't have to worry about who you're doing it with. You're doing it with yourself. Why you're doing it. You want to feel good. Your goal is to pleasure yourself. You don't have to worry about pleasing anybody else but you. And also, it's, you know, safe. You don't have to worry about why you didn't use that condom last night or what that bump on her, you know, on her pussy might be. You don't have to worry about these things. These things are not so much such an issue. Not so much such an issue. How is that for good English? Because, you know, you're having sex with yourself. Now, of course, if you're using toys, you do want to make sure to clean them because there is a little bit of a hygiene issue there. But for the most part, masturbation is the safest sex you can have. And it feels good, too. You know, more women, and probably guys, but the studies I looked at were more women, are actually better lovers and have better orgasms when they masturbate because they get to know their own body. They know the places that they like to touch. They know the techniques, the movements that they're using, and they know how to hit that spot once they know what they like. And plus, when they know they've had an orgasm, they're pretty sure they'll want another again. Because this is interesting too. I had partner sex long before I ever had an orgasm, like 6 years before. And for so long, I wondered if I ever had an orgasm. And then when I had my orgasm, my first one, this is, I realized that if I had an orgasm before, I would have known. And not knowing meant not having. And it was a really big turning point for me, being able to masturbate and bring myself to orgasm. I provided myself with my first orgasm. And so it put me at this confidence level that, you know, I could do what I needed to do for myself, which is a really nice independent feeling, because if you can't do for yourself, you know, why would you want anybody else to do it for you? You want to know how to do it for yourself. You know, that's the beauty of being you. Okay, so for years, masturbation, and still to this day, I believe, is seen as second-class sex. And for years, it was not even regarded as, you know, a form of sex. And it was actually, you were told, well, not you, but people were told that, well, maybe you were told that you could either die prematurely, get some sort of cancer or other disease, lose limbs, hair, grow hair, anything bad that could happen to you and your physical health and mental health as well, you could go crazy. These were all results of masturbation, which, you know, honestly, if you polled how many people have tried it or do it, it would be way higher than admit to doing it still to this day, I believe. And there's a lot more people alive than dead. You know what I mean? But whatever, we've obviously disproven most of this stuff by now, even if there are certain groups or people or societies, communities, value systems, whatever, that tell us masturbation isn't okay. The church calls masturbation a mortal sin, and that obviously means a sin of the body. Now, they've actually said in recent years, this is the Catholic Church, that they can forgive certain people who can't stop masturbating if it's something uncontrollable or something like that. So there is an out even in the Catholic Church for masturbation. I mean, I don't, like, honestly, digressing for a second here, I don't understand how priests and nuns aren't supposed to marry and have sex. I know they have sex with God or whatever. I was raised Jewish, so I'm talking out my butthole here. But, like, I just don't understand it. And I don't get why sexuality is such a human and natural experience that a priest who is still a human or a nun should not have an outlet to experience something like that. I'm just saying. and in certain religious factions, I know that this is still the case. Okay, so masturbation, it got a bum rap. Honestly, the biggest bum rap birth for masturbation came in 1716 at the time of the publication of a book, Onania, or The Heinous Sin Against Self-Pollution, and there's more to that title. It was written at first anonymously. I believe later on the author came forward, and its beauty was in the fact that it sold this medical tincture so that, you know, there was a money-making scheme behind declaring how bad masturbation was. A few years later, or maybe more than a few, there was a man named Samuel August Tissot, a Swedish doctor, who also thought masturbation was as bad as it gets. And while he didn't write a book trying to make money off of the disease, he did write a book trying to make money off the disease. That made no sense to you probably, but what I mean is he didn't try and sell tinctures or anything. He just tried to sell the idea that, yeah, masturbation was bad. And he had lots of followers, Rousseau, and in his treaty, Emile, he really felt like he was along the same lines as Tissot and some others. And the anti-masturbation bandwagon continued with people like John Harvey Kellogg and Sylvester Graham, who Kellogg's cornflakes and Graham crackers were both designed by these men. They were not around. Sylvester Graham was dead before John Harvey Kellogg could probably walk, but they were very in sync in their beliefs that a bland diet would, meaning no alcohol, tobacco, meats, this is the best thing to starve off bad, evil thoughts like masturbation and lots of other sexual activity. They actually believed you should only have partner sex with your partner, married partner, once every month. And actually, it was said that John Harvey Kellogg, who wrote a huge diatribe, a book on his honeymoon, actually spent his honeymoon writing and never actually consummated his marriage. There are 96 pages in this book on how bad masturbation is. 96 pages in this John Harvey Kellogg book. So you can see there are people very passionate about not touching themselves. And this continued long, well into the 18 and 1900s. You had Freud, who claimed masturbation was okay for children in small doses, but unhealthy for adults. And you had other people who have, like Ellis, who actually coined the phrase autoeroticism. Didn't think it was always bad, but a lot of the times. And then years later, you had people who started to really come out and support masturbation. There are definitely people before the 1970s. In fact, you had Alfred Kinsey in the late 40s, early 50s. You had Masters and Johnson. You had Elizabeth Blackwell, another doctor. But you had some women in the suffragist movement who were for female empowerment and things like that. But it wasn't really until the 1970s when especially female masturbation came out of the closet. That was thanks in part to Lonnie Barback and her book For Yourself, and Sherry Height and her Height Report, which has a very detailed explanation on female masturbation. But really, it was largely due to a woman in 1973 named Betty Dodson, who is the grandmother, the godmother, the forerunner, pioneer of female masturbation, taking masturbation out of the closet. Now, there's so much more history in there, but we're just going to skip ahead to 1994, at the time when Jocelyn Elders, because this brings us back to masturbation May, when Jocelyn Elders, in front of a conference on AIDS at the United Nations, answered a question about teaching masturbation in public schools, not the actual act of doing it, but, you know, telling students that it was okay and safe to do if she agreed that this was a positive step to safer sex. Former Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders answered yes. And within a week, she was forced to resign from office for her statements openly accepting and trying to socialize masturbation. And she was fired by or forced to resign by none other than our president at the time, who had a little thing with cigars. And his name is Bill Clinton. Anyway, this firing angered a lot of sex positive women and pioneers. And therefore, in 1995, as a result of Jocelyn Elder's firing, Good Vibrations, along with other sex positive boutiques and ventures, but Good Vibrations really started the Masturbation May idea and the Masturbate-a-thon as a public outcry against what had happened to former Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders. And it continues to this day, so we're like 12 years strong. So I'm just going to give you some tips and techniques about masturbation to go along with this little short history. And that would be lube. I know we don't think about this a lot when we're touching our own bodies, and women, yes, often do self-lubricate, although it depends on the time of month, where we're at in our cycle, our hormones, all of this stuff. It's not always a guarantee, but lube makes everything, the task at hand, I should say, keeping in that masturbation theme, go smoother, especially for a guy. Giving yourself a handjob without lube is just not as fun as a handjob with lube. Silicone lube, fantastic. It doesn't wash out of a vagina as easily, but great on a clit as well. And honestly, I use it for penetrative sex, and it doesn't bother me at all. But just a side note that some women don't like how long it can take to wash out of their vaginas. But lube is a must. You can also switch things up and try, you know, doing it with a latex glove. Changing your position is another thing. Lots of us tend to lie on our back. Some of us even rub on our stomachs. Rub up against a piece of furniture. See how that feels. Do sit on the washing machine if you have one in your house and see how that spin cycle gets you. Guy or girl, because it might add vibration to your balls. Another thing, guy or girl, add vibration. Try it every once in a while, if not more often, because you both will love the sensation. Try using, you know, your fingertips. Try massaging the palm. Flicking and tapping are good techniques for masturbation as well. And propping yourself with pillows is another way to change up the position. There's a lot you can do when it comes to masturbating. Lube is for sure most important. Get yourself in the mood. Watch yourself in the mirror. Talk dirty to yourself. Mutual masturbation is hot too, so that you can see what your partner likes and what your partner doesn't like, because it is, but bump, different strokes for different folks does not involve Willis Arnold or what was her name? Not Mr. Drummond. What's the sister's name who's dead now? Kim? I don't remember now. Anyway, I took that joke a little too far. So, masturbation is not only the best way to get in touch with yourself, it can help make you happy, relieve menstrual cramps, relieve tension and stress, help fight common infections. There are so many reasons to masturbate. So, I'm sure I could give you plenty more tips and techniques. I will do a masturbation part two. Basically, I want you to know it's Masturbation May, and you need to come for a cause, and that cause is you. And you should stop what you're doing when this podcast ends, pull down your pants, and get to it. I'm Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl Sex Pod. Thanks for listening. Come again and again. And again, and I'm talking about right now.